الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just a few reminders which generally we give. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, and we should increase our Durood Sharif as much as possible. Try and read on a Jumu'ah at least 300, 500 times Durood Sharif. On a daily basis, 100 times. If we read the shortest Durood, which are from the Hadith, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or Sallallahu Ala Nabiyyi Al-Ummi, to read 100 times is only 2 minutes, less than 2 minutes. And nobody of us can say we haven't got 2 minutes to take out for reading Durood Salawat on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And the virtues are so great, we benefit so tremendously. The greatest virtue is our deen will become very strong. And the benefits of dunya are also innumerable. And the another reminder that we should try and read Surah Kahf, which is about the half of the 15th Supara, Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba. That surah, the whole surah, if we can read the whole surah every day, it will take around about 15, 18 minutes. Otherwise, at least read the first 10 ayats every day and the last 10 ayats. Read the first 10 ayats in the morning, which won't take us a minute also. And the last 10 ayats at night, which won't take us a minute also. And on the day of Jumu'ah, we try and read the whole surah, which will take us about 15, 18 minutes. The great, great benefits of it is, amongst many others, that Allah Ta'ala will save us from the fitnas, the tests and trials of Dajjal. When Dajjal will come, many people will lose their iman. He will show such powers of his that people will start following him. And he will be the very opposite of iman. So if we read this every day and try and read on Jumu'ah the whole surah, when our minds won't be in order, the whole world be in turbulation, and we won't know who to ask and who to see and who to follow, Allah will keep our hearts firm and strong on iman. And in fact, we will become guiding stars to protect the iman of other people. So just for a small investment of about a minute in the morning and a minute at night, read the first 10 ayats every day of the surah and the last 10 ayats every night. And on the day of Jumu'ah, we try and read the whole surah. And then another very great and honorable act is to read on the day of Jumu'ah 100 times. We try and read Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. We should try and read that 100 times every Jumu'ah after Jumu'ah Salah. Either when we are sitting here or even while going home, it just takes about over a minute. 1 1/4 minutes at the very most, 1.5 minutes. But by the barakat of reading it, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi, Allah Ta'ala will protect our iman. And when all the fitnas will be all around us, from all sides, we will be protected. So it's a very small investment, and the return is extremely great. Just about over a minute to read, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi. We read that about 100 times after Jumu'ah Salah. The best will be to sit and read it here. 1 minute is not long to sit in the masjid. Otherwise, even while we are going home, we are going to work, we should try and read it. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. The ayat that I have read in the Quran Sharif, of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that we should say the takbir, the greatness of Allah. وَلَتُكَبِّرُ ala ma hadakum. To express the greatness of Allah, that Allah has given us hidayat. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah says, give glad tidings to the believers. This takbir, Allahu Akbar, which we are reading now, which is part of that to express the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, 23 namazes. That is the 9th of Zulhijjah, which was on Wednesday, from Fajr time, and 23 namazes. So 4 whole days until Asr on the next day. So on the 9th, the 5 namazes, the 10th of Zulhijjah, which is the day of Qurbani and Eid, which was yesterday, then today's day and tomorrow's day, and the day thereafter, the 13th, till Asr namaz. Altogether 23 namazes. Allah Ta'ala, in these days, it is important, necessary, that we read the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahil hamd. This year is wajib to read for all males and females. For males to read it audibly, that the sound you can hear it. And audibly is at least that you yourself can hear it. And for the woman, they should also read it, but they should read it silently. And we should pay attention to the meaning also. So this takbir, to recite it, it is wajib. And wajib is that which has the status of farz. Only in the proving of it, the proof is not as absolute, it's not as complete, which proves a farz act. So therefore then that is categorized as wajib. But basically, it comes as far as practice is concerned, as far as we must make amal, it is just like a farz. And this must be done audibly. We find, unfortunately, yes, especially what we know in our masjid, and generally in the world also, that there is great negligence of this. And some masjids, like our Jami Masjid here in Azadbar, mashallah, they read it very audibly. And that is how it should be done. But most of us, we just, like without heart we are doing it. Without any feeling. We are reading it softly, just like it's a burden on us to read it. This should be done with enthusiasm. And with feeling we should read it. It's very, very important. And this is all... And this is according to all the madhahib, not only one madhab, all the madhahib, to read it, and to read it loudly, audibly, not shouting and screaming, but at least with fervor, with feeling we should read it. The meaning also is so beautiful, it should make us happy that Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. Allah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, again Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahil hamd. All praise is only due to Allah Ta'ala. And this we should read after the farz, immediately after the farz namaz. And we shouldn't wait till others read, and we just carry on softly. We should all be eager to read it, and be the first to start also. And to read it loudly, to read it clearly, to read it with fervor and feeling, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And this was the great sacrifice which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made of his son Ismail alayhi salam. And then as he was slaughtering, and actually he was slaughtering, but Allah made that the knife will not cut the tender throat of Ismail alayhi salam. Otherwise the knife was sharpened properly. That it was, so to say, as poets say, that if that knife was put on a rock, it would have cut the rock also. But the very, very tender skin of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, their body parts are also very delicate and very tender. And such a sharp knife, and under the forceful hand of Ibrahim alayhi salam, how much strength and power Allah gave in his hand. But by Allah's command, it will not cut. And then as it will not cut, and he's putting more pressure, Then he hears, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. That was Ibrahim, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had called out. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, like every Nabi, great lovers of Allah Ta'ala. When he heard the name, the greatness of Allah being expressed, immediately his heart turned that way. Just like a true believer today also, wherever he hears the name of Allah taken, he gets very happy. And whoever takes the name of Allah, he gets very happy with that person. In fact, it was written of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that on one occasion Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to read where he was in the jungle, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went like in a trance. And he asked him to read it again. He said, what will you give me to read it? I won't read it for nothing. And in the details it came, he said, I'll give you this, that, my life I will give, but let me hear the name of Allah. Allah make it comes in us also, that we get great release and enjoyment in taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, because the wrong effort, the effort in the wrong direction is made, how many people get so much enjoyment in music, in saying words of kufr, in talking about sports, cricket, soccer, in that they get enjoyment. And you talk about deen, no enjoyment. It is like they are dead when you talk about deen. A mu'min, when you talk about anything of deen, life should come into you. And when the people talk about dunya, you should become like dead. Unfortunately, today we Muslims have become. When you talk of deen, then we are like dead, half sleepy, not listening. And you talk of dunya something, then you see all ears, everyone is listening carefully. It should be a mu'min, should be completely opposite. Allah give us that spirit. So Allahu Akbar, when we hearing others saying it, when we are saying it, with great enjoyment and release we should say it. Not like half sleepy, half dead, and like we got no interest in it. No, we should say it with enthusiasm and with feeling, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So Jibreel alayhi salam called out. When Ibrahim alayhi salam looked up and he saw Jibreel alayhi salam coming with a ram, with a sheep from Jannah to be slaughtered. Then he said, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And we can imagine he didn't say it like us, half sleepy, half dead. La ilaha. Hardly the words coming out of our mouth. Hardly we can hear it. Can imagine how Ibrahim alayhi salam must have said it. We should also visualize that. And we also, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And when he finished slaughter, then Ismail alayhi salam said, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. All praise is only due to Allah Ta'ala. So that is the takbir. And Allah has given us the opportunity to read it 23 times during these namazes. The 4 days, 3 days full, until Asr on the fourth day, we should read it also with this fervor and with this feeling. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. It must, and we should encourage other people also to read it. Not like we are half sleepy or half dead. We are in the days of Ayyam al-Tashriq, in the days of takbir that has been said. And we should also say it with that feeling and realizing the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala take the name of Allah. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. We should express the greatness of Allah that He gave us Hidayat. Hidayat, the most valuable thing Allah has given us. We possess that Hidayat. Pay for it by saying the takbir, Ya Allah, you gave me this hidayat, this qurbani of these days, and the great sacrifice, and the great sign and symbol of Islam, which you have given us, and that we are playing it out with our hands, and our legs, and our mouths. The qurbani is not just in our head. How many animals have been slaughtered in the world? All لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those people who bring the sifat of ihsan, give them glad tidings. That this all we are saying, that Allah gave us hidayat. that Allah Ta'ala put us on the straight path for such a great gift, and we half-heartedly, without the voice even coming out of our mouth, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, no sound also. Allah has given us the greatest treasure, and pay for it, and pay for it enthusiastically. When we get something what we love, we don't pay for it with some dregs and drabs, and just something, we take out the best money to pay for it. And we are eager to pay for it. So this that Allah gave us, hidayat, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Allah gave you this hidayat, so we should now express it by saying the praises, the takbir of Allah Ta'ala. And we should say it eagerly, enthusiastically, with lot of vigor and lot of enjoyment, that Allah, you gave us this hidayat, this qurbani, this great shi'ar, this great sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, you granted it to us. So we should say this takbir with great enthusiasm. So whenever we read it after the 23 namazes, 2 days are gone already. Today is the third day. Then it's Saturday and Sunday till Asr we have this opportunity to say this takbir. So let us say it with enthusiasm and with feeling. It's not necessary that we bring the roof down. But say it loudly and clearly, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And put our heart and mind also in it. With the mouth we will express it, and with our heart and mind, let it also be there, that oh Allah, you are the greatest. Ala ma hadakum, that Allah, you gave us this hidayat. That you gave us this opportunity of qurbani, of slaughtering for your sake, for your deen's sake. With that conviction in our heart, we should say this. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. This we should say. We find that this we don't say out of the masjid, all making so big noise that those who are in the masjid want to make ibadah some, they can't even concentrate the amount of noise outside. Outside is all shaitan's work. Inside is Rahman's work. For Rahman's sake, we got no stamina, we got no vigor, we got no feeling. But outside, for shaitan's work, then all are talking one louder than the other. Somebody is saying something and the next person speaking even louder. Yeah, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ. Say the takbir of Allah Ta'ala. And takbir must be said loudly and clearly. عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. That He gave you the greatest treasure, hidayat. He guided you. So express it. Don't very weakly and very softly. No, express that Allah Ta'ala. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in Haram Sharif, when still the Kuffar were in control of the Haram and they won't allow any deeny things, but anyone accepted Islam, especially about Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it is said, they had numbered by then 40 in number, the Sahaba. And the Kuffar were how many? Thousands and thousands. Amongst them all, they Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, loudly, that the Hazrat Umar has brought Islam. And they were happy about it. And Ala ma hadakum, Allah gave you hidayat, your iman. And everyone, his iman should be so dear to him. And we should express it to Allah Ta'ala. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ. Say the takbir of Allah, that Allah gave you hidayat, that He saved us. Most of us, we were idol worshippers, especially the Indians, etc., from Hindus. Our ancestry is to the Hindus. Other people also, whether it is on the African continent, whether it is in Asia, anywhere, people were misguided. Allah gave us hidayat. Now express, make shukr to Allah. Don't say it softly like we are half dead. We got no feeling whatsoever. We should say the takbir after every namaz. The sweet 23 namazes, say the takbir loudly and clearly. And go to those places, like for example, Jami Masjid, we go, our Azadul Jami Masjid, everyone says it very loudly and clearly. So we should also learn a lesson from there. Learn the good lesson and say it loudly. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. The other very important thing also is that we should be thankful to Allah Ta'ala that He has guided us. And that we should read our takbir also and read it and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala that He has guided us. On one occasion, I asked our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali that the takbir after namaz which we read, for example, Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times. So this also, we should read it and with that understanding that Allah Ta'ala has given us hidayat. When we read this takbirat also, that Allah Ta'ala has given us this takbirat. And we shouldn't read it like without any interest. Today when we read this takbirat also, our minds are everywhere else in the world. Our minds are not in what we are reading. Our minds are not in the masjid. Our minds are not in our deen of Islam. Everything else we are thinking about. Whereas at that time, we should be thinking of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the oneness of Allah, and more than all that Allah, you gave me hidayat, to read these takbirat, to read the kalima, and to sing your praises, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. It is only by the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, if we will still, as our ancestry, those of us who are Indians particularly, all Hindus were long ago, we are from that ancestry. And if we should still be worshipping like the Hindus, what a sad fire of Jahannam. We were the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. Allah took us out from that. And the shukr of that, like half dead, we are saying that Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Or we reading our tasbihat. And our minds are not in it at all. That what we are reading, what great meanings of these words they have got. Subhanallah, usabbihullah anin naqaisi kulliha. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi jazahumullah khair gives the meaning of subhanallah. That usabbihullah, that I purify Allah. Who am I that I can purify Allah? I express the purification of Allah anin naqaisi kulliha, that Allah has got no deficiency. Allah is great as He is great. Subhanallah, what people have attributed wrong things to Allah Ta'ala. And lot of people have attributed wrong things. And lot of people have taken out the qualities of Allah is the greatest. We have put greatness in our motor cars. We have put greatness in our houses. We have put greatness in our holidays. So all that I'm taking it out. Greatness is only for Allah. وَسَبِّحُ اللَّهِ أَنِ النَّقَائِثِ كُلِّهَا. And many people feel that Allah doesn't even exist anymore. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. That Allah is dead. Allah has got no power now. No, Allah is the one and only. Everything, sovereignty is only for Allah. All power is only for Allah. The beginning of it. And there is no beginning to the beginning of Allah. Allah is since ever. And in between also, it's only Allah's power. If the people don't acknowledge it is their stupidity, their folly, their kufr, their shirk, that they don't recognize the greatness of Allah. And till the end, it is only everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So to express that, subhanallah. And with that feeling, a person should read, when he reads his Tasbihat-e-Fatmi 33 times, Usabbihullah. I'm reading Subhanallah, Subhanallah, anin naqaisi kulliha, that Allah has got no blemish, Allah has got no weakness. To say fault is even, you can't even say that. Allah is pure, Allah. So Subhanallah. Then the greatness of Allah, the purity of Allah will come in our heart. Alhamdulillah, mushtamilan ala al-mahamidi kulliha. And all, whatever types of praise there can be, belong only to Allah Ta'ala. So we should say this with this feeling when we read our tasbihat also. And Allahu Akbar, the greatness of Allah. Greatness of Allah is for, there is no greatness for anyone. Greatness only and solely belongs to Allah Ta'ala. If we do say the praises and greatness of anyone, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Malaika, the great awliya, great ulama. It is all that which Allah has put on His little shadow He has put. Allah is without shadow. But that qualities of Allah which Allah gave them one little bit of ilm. Allah gave nabuwat. And Allah Ta'ala's uluhiyat, the oneness, the greatness of Allah. Allah being Allah, the God. Where can all the Nabis, Anbiya together compare with that? Nobody. But that little bit Allah put, we see the greatness of the Anbiya. But the takbir, greatness, is only for Allah Ta'ala. So we should say this also with that feeling that we are saying it only for Allah Ta'ala and for no one else. So Allah Ta'ala bless us that during these days, it's not just a matter of eating qurbani meat, making qurbani, etc. But more than that is to bring these great lessons into our lives. If we bring this lesson, the greatness of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, and we express it when we read our takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. How beautiful these words are. How much the greatness of Allah expressed. But when we have read it, while we reading it also, we are half sleepy. We are mumbling the words. We don't even move our tongue and move our lips for it. And the greatness of Allah, the greatness is being expressed. But we are like dead people. And at this time, we should be more living this Qurbani days and this 23 days, namazes which have been assigned for reading the takbir, the more the greatness of Allah should be coming into us. If we are alive, we can expect Islam to become alive. But if we are like dead people, and at this time, the height from the time of Rajab, namazes, five times namazes, the greatness of that. Then in the month of Shaban, about forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and thinking and assigning everything only to Allah. And then what to say of the 30 days of Ramadan, the greatness of Allah. Then the last, the first 10 days, second 10 days, and the last 10 days, in which day is Laylatul Qadr. What great height the mu'min reaches. And then comes the Ashhur-e Hajj from Shawwal. Immediately the moon is sighted for Eid. Many people get happy, it's Eid. But the real people, who are real people, they get happy now. It's now Ashhur-e Hajj. It's the time to be present by Allah Ta'ala. All the time we were present in our mind and heart. But now to go physically to the house of Allah Ta'ala. And to say, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, La Sharika Laka Labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata lak wal mulk la sharika lak. And we are going with that feeling now, we are going for Hajj. And then when the Hajj comes to an end, the height of it is now the Qurbani, where a person sacrifices his, actually like his life. Actually, we slaughtered an animal, but it should be inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. All my things, my life, my dying, my living, my dying, is all for Rabbul Alameen. That is the feeling we should have. So Allah has given, and we are saying it like we are half dead. We are saying it like with no feeling. If we got no feeling for Islam, what can we expect other people to have desire for Islam? We should have that great fervor and feeling for Islam. We should build that, and this is what is in this day. Not just that we make the qurbani, eat the meat, and just make ourselves happy and enjoying all the different types of meat that is prepared, etc. No, this feeling should be coming. That is the real Eid. Eid, the day of joy and happiness, is bi liqai maula, when we meet Allah. And during these days, with this takbirat, we should be in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. There is no greater joy than that. And it is of very low caliber and characteristic. We find our joy in meat. We find our joy in food. And we don't find our joy in the name of Allah, in the ibadat of Allah. That is where we should find our enjoyment. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.